Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. God is love and gives mercy and peace. We remember that the love of Christ surpasses knowledge so that we may be filled with all the fullness of God, and we can also hold fast to the peace of God which surpasses human understanding. In ancient times, the temple guard kept Gentiles from entering the inner areas of the temple. These areas were reserved for Jews. Those of the circumcision kept those of the uncircumcision from the places of God. But through Christ, the author and perfecter of faith, we Gentiles are no longer alienated from the true Israel, and we no longer are strangers to the promises of God. The covenants of God are one-sided, and he gives them as he wills, and he has willed that the ordinances made by the hands of men are no longer barriers between us and him. The barriers are broken down by Christ with his blood. Christ preached peace to those who were near and to us who were far off. Through Christ, we all have access in one spirit to the Father. Sadly, there is no need for a temple guard to keep us from receiving the love and peace of God. We do well enough in creating our own barriers and separations when we take it upon ourselves to determine how a person is to be saved. It is as if Satan's falsehoods from the Garden of Eden continue to plague us. We want to be like God. I added them up. I have called 15 different men my pastor. I have given them respect. I have listened as well as I could to perhaps 4,000 sermons. The words went in my ears. Unfortunately, I don't remember much of the detail. I remember only 4 or 5 complete sentences today from those sermons over so many years. Something about the point being made on a given day had a memorable impact so very few times. And one of those sentences was actually in a foreign language. And since I asked the preacher, I found out that I remembered something very good, but not what he said. One of the other 5 things said was about shut-ins and some questions asked in anticipation of death. The pastor asks someone near the end of earthly life, "Do you believe that you will be saved?" Answer, "Yes." "And why do you think so?" Answer, "Because I tried to be a good person all my life." The pastor said he slumped and felt a failure, that even in his tenure at that church, the person had heard 500 sermons from him and got it wrong. The natural inclination caused an answer to escape their lips that was antithetical to salvation to Christ alone. The natural man had reared his head one more time, and the road to salvation became what we do and not what Christ has done. On my vicarage, the pastor did the home shut-in calls with communion. I did the hospital calls. Every patient, every child of God, received a visit every day. Therefore, I did somewhere around 500 such calls. Some of those in serious conditions would ask if they would be saved. I asked those in trouble on what basis would it happen. Sometimes I was disappointed. They said, "I tried to be a good person all my life." The natural inclination to self-salvation is very powerful. Many of the people could finish Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 if I started it for them. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. And of course, verse 10 follows. And one of my pastors said, never 8 and 9 alone, but 10 also, so that they will understand the juncture of justification and sanctification. You look up verse 10. You memorize it. The point is, the Bible is all about what God has done in Christ for us, what he has given us as gifts. A short list would be love, grace, faith, salvation, all of which we receive because of Christ, and from our reading, peace from God through Christ. God doing everything, calling you, converting you, forgiving you, and leading you in your daily life and saving you. I can repeat just a few parts of Bible verses that in this place I am confident you can complete. For God so loved the world that he gave. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift. We hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. In each, God is the actor. Our text, Ephesians 2, 11 to 22, is certainly about God acting for our benefit. We're not the actors. We are the recipients of his love, his comfort, and his peace. In knowing the result of our future before it will happen, he will bring himself to us. So from the reading, verse 13, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Verse 14, he himself is our peace. He has broken down the wall in his flesh, the dividing wall. Verse 15 and 16, he abolished the ordinances that he might create in himself one new man, that he might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross. So when you fellow heirs outthink yourselves and lapse into believing you can assure your own salvation, or if someone tells you they are saved by being a good person, pull out your Bible, put your hand on it, and you can say, this is God's word. The promises are in here. Jesus Christ is our peace. He has removed the barrier between us and the church and the barrier that separates us from him. Christ is our Savior and not we ourselves. The peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.